I'm ready. That's Blue Rodeo on the Q in Victoria. Okay, I was just teasing this a couple of minutes ago. Ian Huey with the Victoria Whiskey Festival stopping by. You put on the headphones and you go, boy, that Lacaine must be deaf. It's me who's deaf. His ears are actually better than mine.
And oh, really?
And I'm like 20, 30, 40 years younger.
40 plus probably.
Yeah, when I'm Cliff's age, this DJ is going to be stone deaf. You should hear how loud Ed Bain has his headphones.
Well, I mean, at that age, I can understand that, you know.
It's good to see you, Ian. The Victoria Whiskey Festival, another success. I know this because as a volunteer driver, designated driver after the consumer tasting event for the Q's TLC Fun for Kids, everybody that I had the pleasure to drive home in Greater Victoria thought the festival was better than ever, and these are people who've gone to every single year.
Well, that's really good to hear, Ryan. We're trying to strive to make something new every year, and we've been pretty successful after 6 years, and once again, we added a few extra little hitches in this year, and I think we drove more people home this year than ever before, which is great, because it lowers our stress level, certainly lowers theirs, and provides you with some entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's funny because the year before I got lost up in the Highlands, and about halfway driving somebody, I said, oh yeah, the person gave me these bad directions. It turned out it was same lady, but it was her husband the year before who gave me the wrong directions
to get out of the Highlands.
So she gave me better directions, so I got home, and she got home.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. Yeah, we're very pleased at the end of the day, not only with the success of the festival in-house, but the success outside with the other things that have occurred as a result of. So, yeah, we're pretty excited, and we made some money this year, which is always good. So we're here, as you know. It's 5 years that you and I have been in this room together for this. So,
yeah.
So I'm pretty excited because I've got a little check here in the amount of $5,000 for the Q's TLC Fund for Kids.
Wow. Great stuff. You can actually read a bit more about the Q's TLC Fund for Kids and some of the projects and some of the beneficiaries of the money. Go to the Q's Facebook page, and we have a link there. So thanks a lot to you and Lawrence, and you have a special guest here as well.
Yeah, Glenn Todd. He's just come on the committee this year, and we put him to work, and he was wandering around in slowly smaller circles wondering what the hell he had got himself into. But he survived, and he's done well, so we're happy to have Glenn on board. Hey, listen, can we do something else here?
Yeah.
We made enough money this year. Let's make it another $2,000. So let's make it $7,000. I got another check here.
Wow.
So let's make it $7,000 this year.
Wow. For the Q's TLC Fund for Kids. Wow.
Yeah, so we're pleased the fact that we're able to give more this year than we ever have before. And with the success of the festival, and the only thing we want to do is turn people on to whiskey. That's the long and the short of it.
Well, everybody had a great time. Best anecdote from the Victoria Whiskey Festival this year, Ian?
Yeah, this is interesting. Patrick McGuire came the furthest, and he's from the Tasmanian Distillery. He flew in from Cambridge, Tasmania, to present his whiskey called Sullivan's Cove. And what we've done in all the years past is that we've taken all our guests that have flown in from out of country, we take them on a sightseeing flight. It's part of our contribution to them coming to our festival. And so I said, just in passing on the little sightseeing tour, I says, if you were really ambitious on this island, I said, you could ski in the morning and go surfing in the late afternoon. And he says, oh, yeah. He says, you'd go skiing on Mount Washington, just out of the blue. And I says, pardon? He says, yeah, oh, yeah, Mount Washington. We know all about Mount Washington in Tasmania. And he says, as a matter of fact, you have the highest mid-station snow inches in the world right now. Are you aware of that? And of course I had heard about this, so we knew this on the island here. And he went into this great dissertation about how great Mount Washington was, and the fact that he has people that work in his town that come to ski at Mount Washington. And next year, he says, I really screwed up. He says, I brought too much other stuff with me. I'm bringing my boards next year, so I'm coming back to the festival and I'm going skiing.
Wow. Wow, destination here.
Destination, yeah. So that was the most interesting anecdote that came out of it. And he started it. All I said was ski, and he went into this great thing about Mount Washington in this deep, rich Tasmanian Australian accent. It was very cool.
Now, was from Tasmania, was a guy like that, was he from, you know, the the most exotic place in the world that was at Victoria Whiskey Festival?
Well, he didn't get into, he didn't, I was so taken back by what he said about what he knew about Vancouver Island and that I didn't really get into the depth of it. But, you know, we were pleased that he flew all the way from Tasmania to come to our festival. And that was the destination for this trip, was to come here. It wasn't to go off on a social excursion to see friends and everything. He flew here to come to our festival.
Yeah.
And we had people that flew in from Kentucky, Chicago, Toronto, and we actually had a couple fly in from Atlanta, Georgia, because they're going to be putting on a festival in Las Vegas, and they had heard about our whiskey festival from all of the agents and representatives and world product ambassadors of festivals. They said, well, this thing in Victoria is so wild, so unique, is so above everything else, is that so he flew up here just to see what we do, and his is actually going in Vegas, I think, on the 18th of this month. So that was kind of cool too. So he was kind of blown away by the whole thing. So especially when he found out that we give everybody a ride home, we give all the money away, and all we want people to do is enjoy whiskey. So that was kind of cool too.
Yeah, and hey, thanks to the Q listeners who you didn't need to make a donation for the Q's TLC fund for kids when we drove you home, but a lot of people got out their wallet and paid.
Yeah, it was interesting because the chap that does our books, Al Giesbrick, I gave him some cash, and the cash didn't coordinate with what he thought he should get. There was more, so he was on me about, this doesn't make any sense because you're short money or you got more money. And I inadvertently forgot to tell him that these were tips that the volunteers had got. And I just told him about a week ago, and he kind of frowned at me, which was good. I enjoy a frown from him.
Well, the Q is a proud sponsor of the Victoria Whiskey Festival, and it was just held in January at the Hotel Grand Pacific. Any spin-off events, Ian, that we could talk about?
Yeah, when we first started this, we would have our event, and then everybody would go on their way to different to other needs and wants that the distilleries had sent them to, but. What's happened now, this year alone, we know that there was 8 spin-off events just out of our festival. So some were in hotels, some were in restaurants, and some were private tastings for clients and that. But the fact was is that, and we didn't intend this, but it certainly brought more money into the city, and it's created more interest in the product, and as well as it's also allowed, as I say, the hotels and the restaurants in Victoria to spotlight whiskey, as well as have the best in the world people in Victoria for this, and now they're going out and doing other things, which makes the economy work. And we are happy to put over 200 room nights into the Hotel Grand Pacific this year, too, which is more than we ever have as well, so that's good.
Do we have a date for the next festival?
We certainly do. Check the website.
Okay.
VictoriaWhiskeyFestival.com. I'm not going to guess at it right now.
And you do want to check it because you want to know when those tickets will go on sale because
right.
They sell out. Just
yeah, we are through 1,400 tickets in 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Sale. And they were lined up at 4 o'clock in the morning this year, which was the earliest that they've ever been there. Last year was 4:30. And this year it was 4, and when we arrived at 7 o'clock in the morning, there was 40 people in line, all middle-aged gentlemen. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of ladies at the festival, too.
Yes. Yep.
Well, thanks a lot, Ian, and the $7,000 for the Q's TLC Fund for Kids.
Perfect.
Amazing.
And thank you guys once again. The TLC Fund does such a great job in this city for having their radar going and picking up on these little things that need to be addressed. People need a hand up or a little handout, and we are ecstatic the fact that the TLC Fund works so hard for this community. So thank you.
Thank you, Ian. Stay tuned for more on the Victoria Whiskey Festival, I guess 2012.
B12 it is.
Wow. This is a Q Afternoon Show.